Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I guess not.
No, we got a whole month of January to go of Red Fridays, and then one in February.
Yeah, because you get Red Friday in the playoffs, don't you?
That's exactly right. You okay. Do. Of course, it's the best Red Fridays of the year, the ones that matter the most.
Yeah, that's when our MVP sweatshirts come out. Nice red you're wearing today, Bob.
Thank you.
On a Red Friday.
I got my hat on.
I think I'm the only one. Is that? Yeah, it counts.
I mean, it is a Chiefs hat. I would hope that a Chiefs hat does count on Red Friday. We'll even Max not wearing Chiefs gear today.
Under my jacket.
Oh, all right.
He's wearing a red thong, he said.
You got a thong on today? Yeah. Do you? Good for you.
It's in the shape of Casey Wolf.
Yeah, all that house hunting in Johnson County's got you ready to rock
exactly
and roll,
right.
Huh?
That King Crawford's got me going, baby.
He'll turn his camera on. He'll do the pelvic thrust that makes Casey Wolf famous. What's the line in Major League 2? Jack Parkman does the shake. It makes the ladies in Cleveland go nuts.
That's right, yeah.
And then he gets traded to the White Sox. It makes the women in Cleveland puke.
You go, you're quoting Major League 2. You know? You really go for the good ones. There was a tweet by Variety yesterday, speaking of bad movies, that said, like, the box office is down, right? Nobody's going back to the box office or whatever.
Tweet.
And I'm like, but it's because all we do is reboots of the same damn movies over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, you've seen the movie. 20 years later, they're remaking the movie. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go see that. No, they're not, though. People are not going to see the reboots of everything that we've already seen. So memo to Hollywood, it has nothing to do with the writers being on strike a year ago. It has everything to do with you guys don't have any good ideas anymore.
That's why Christopher Nolan's like the Patrick Mahomes of directors, because he just does everything originally. He just does it on his own terms. He's clearly the best director right now in Hollywood. He like got the torch pass from James Cameron.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to come out with the Odyssey, Homer's version. I think he's doing part
based two on this company?
Yeah. Spelled differently.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's like John Coffee, like the drink, but spelled differently.
That's
boss.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
What a great movie that was, too. Oh. That was my last VHS movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he know what VHS is?
Probably not.
Does Mac know what VHS is?
I don't know that Mac knows what VHS is.
What movie are we referring to?
The Green Mile.
Okay, gotcha.
No, check that. The DVD. We'll go even more.
Yeah. You know what a DVD is, Mac. Do you? Let me look that up real fast. Call my mom and see if she can help me.
To throw shade on Bob. Bob still got laser discs.
I never had a laser disc ever. No.
That was a Jersey thing.
No. I had one friend that had a laser disc, and that was it.
I don't even know what a laser disc is. I'm like just rambling.
It looked like a big record and just never took off. It was just too big. Kind of like the Beta. You know, Josh was the only one that had the Beta back in the day.
Now it's Meta.
Is it Meta?
Uh-huh. World peace.
All right.
So weather is coming, according to some.
I got a guy out there right now showing you the streets.
It hasn't started yet.
In 3 days, there's going to be a lot of snow on this street. Get your car off the road.
Are you, I guess you have a garage. You're lucky. So I guess I got to put my windshield wipers up. Is that the thing these days?
I'm not in on that bit, man. Like I see that all the time. People put their windshield wipers up. I've never really understood, you know, unless it's going to ice and the stuff is going to freeze to your windshield.
There's ice coming too, man.
There's people who put the cardboard on their windshields and all that kind of stuff. So
that's not the headline I thought they were going to talk about.
Not at all.
Good Lord.
We, honest to God, thought this was going to be some lame local news weather report. Nope.
Triple homicide.
Murder.
All right. On to the NFL Network. Let's keep Friday positive here.
Absolutely. But the storm is coming. They're saying it's going to start like noon tomorrow now is what they're saying, right? Noon tomorrow.
I got to go to Costco today.
You better get there. I'm telling you, if you're going on Saturday in this job, Dusty, you're doing it completely wrong.
No, I'm
going
to go right after work.
After work, go to the Hy-Vee, go to the Costco, get your bread, get your milk, get your soda, get your Chinese. Food, get your Pepsi, get your all your stuff. Right?
I was told to get the chicken Caesar salad kit at Costco.
Okay.
I mean, it's you got to be somewhat healthy. We just ate ham and beef and everything for like 7 weeks.
I know. Even yesterday I got home. I'm like, I just have no appetite for anything. And Jen's like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I haven't eaten. Like, I'm like, oh, I have. Like, you know, it just goes and goes and goes. I mean, it just has to stop eventually. So maybe this is the weekend. Yeah, we could just get the salad kit, call it a day, and just eat
salad
some lettuce.
Salad kit, taco kit. Any sort of kit.
Yeah, anything to kind of, you know, kind of beef up. Like what's your winter snow in menu going to be,
I think
right?
It's pretty simple. You do anything Mexican. So you do, like, enchiladas, tacos, Rotel, the little taquitos. Obviously, clearly not healthy, but you're not going anywhere. That's quick. It's warm.
Mm-hmm.
A hearty soup, I think, is something that you also could have, like a potato soup, a beef stew, a chili, obviously.
Right.
Or it is the perfect time for the old pot roast.
Oh, breaking out the pot roast. Are you like a Dr. Pepper can over the pot roast into the
I'm the Gordon Ramsay, like smear it in this cast iron, then put it in the crock pot, add the beef stock, the potatoes, the carrots.
You really
the
do go all out, don't you, with
You've
this
seen
stuff.
The pictures.
I know. I mean, you just do. I figure you throw the pot roast on the smoker, though, or something like
Too
that.
Too cold.
So. Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't want to go out there.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes, I do, because I told the kids this weekend, I said, when that snow starts, we're putting on our cozies, and we're sitting around that fire pit, and we're taking pictures of the
snow.
You
do have a solo stove.
I do.
And nice.
It's they're awesome. I love it. And,
yeah, and it should be with the price.
They're not that bad, though.
What?
$250 bucks.
To get the small one?
No, I got a small one yesterday. They were on sale. They had like a 50% off sale recently.
$225?
$50 bucks for the little tiny one I got yesterday. But the big one was only like $200. I bought it during COVID. It was the best purchase I ever made. I mean, the ability to sit outside and have that and whatnot during lockdown. And so it was fantastic. I use the fire pit maybe more than I use anything, though. I put that thing on. I light that thing all the time. I love it.
Yeah, there's no debate. Those things are awesome. There is a debate going on right now with the college football playoffs. Slightly was attacked last night by my good buddy Joe Summers.
Oh, my God. Why?
Well, so let's get this straight. The four teams that got byes outside of the Texas-Arizona State game, the combined score differential was 95 to 45.
That's a big point differential.
50 points, Bob, was the point differential from those three teams. Notre Dame beat Georgia 23-10. Penn State beat Boise State 31-14. Ohio State beat Oregon 41-21. Add all those up, it's 95 to 45. It was blowouts all around. Yeah. Now, the Texas-Arizona State game was the best game of the college football playoffs.
No question. The refs helped that one become good, too. Yeah,
Scataboo was great. Yep. He was an all-world player. Puked on the sidelines, then threw a touchdown pass, then ran for a touchdown. Did everything.
Did everything. Looks
team in the
just
game.
Like his dad, too. Like, did you see that? I thought they were twin brothers. I did not realize that was his old man in the crowd. My
God. I don't know if I'd rather, like, get paid to try to tackle Derrick Henry or Scataboo.
Oh,
that dude
Scataboo. No question. I'm not getting near Derrick Henry, dude.
I
That's
get near
the last
Scataboo,
guy.
Man. That guy looks like he's a freight train when he runs the ball, like a bowling ball times 10.
If you would have seen Derrick Henry like we did with no shirt on in South Beach, you would not
Calm down.
Go
Calm
near
down.
Derrick Henry. Okay, that dude's trucking people.
So the thing that frustrates me is that these teams got byes because they won their conference, so they got the outright, which Oregon deserved it. I'm not saying that. But Oregon didn't deserve to play Ohio State that early. So Ohio State and Texas will play that semifinal.
Right.
That's the national championship.
That's the national championship
And
game,
then teams like Penn State and Notre Dame get to walk to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Notre Dame got to play Indiana
right.
at home. Stop giving them home games, like all neutral sites. Right? And I'm not saying that Indiana would have won if they played somewhere else.
I disagree. I like the home games. I think they're great. I think
it's
fun.
Doesn't make sense to me. And I think what you do is, I think in the future, which they will change this because of what happened in this year's thing, I think the playoff field is great. Like I said earlier, or yesterday, they had all the ingredients to make like a perfect omelet, but then when they made it, they left out like key ingredients. Like, they didn't put butter in the pan, so they burnt the eggs. They didn't add the ham, so they didn't have a true Denver omelet. They just screwed it up, but everything was right there, and the instructions were there to make it right. They did it, but they didn't seed it right. So I think next year what you have to do is you have to take the four best teams record-wise and their strength of schedule, and that's how you get the top four.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, oh, so then winning your conference doesn't mean anything. Not really.
No.
Because Boise State's conference wasn't great. Boise State did not deserve a first-round bye. I don't know if I'm the only one in that field. I know Matt gets really passionate about this subject. But again, like, now we have to see, like, teams like Oregon, right, their rest was cool, and then you get Ohio State.
Right.
And I know they're Big Ten teams, but that team, that game shouldn't have been played that early, at least in my opinion. Luckily it was, because that was a national championship, and that was a result. We'd all be sitting here bitching and moaning about whatever happened on that game, because it's like, well, this is what we got. But again, like, Texas, you know, walks right through it, right? Like, Texas played, what, Clemson? And then they played Arizona State.
Yeah, but Texas didn't walk right to it. I mean, they had it handed to them by the officials. I mean, this was a game that Arizona State should have won. The only team that I look at and say shouldn't have gotten that bye was Boise State, because they won a conference that's irrelevant. I mean, let's call it what it is. Big 12
isn't strong either.
No, but at least Arizona State showed up. You know,
yeah.
Arizona State showed up, right? And
Boise
and they
State
played
did too. I think that was a good game.
Yeah,
that score is not indicative. That should have been 21-28. Field goal kicker, 20-28, that field goal kicker missed two field goals, the game was over.
Well, but also, too, you're relying on a college kicker. I mean, those are one of those things. But I thought Arizona State should have won that
but
football.
Do you agree that Boise, Arizona State should have gotten byes?
Oh, no.
100% no.
Yeah, we've been
right?
to the absolutely.
No, the byes team should have been, you know, your
Ohio State's an
what?
8 seed.
But here's what happened. That's the beauty of the college football regular season, where every game truly does matter. Now, you could take that away. Like, there's so many ways to look at it, but no matter what you do, you're affecting the Jenga game, right? You mm-hmm. remove this piece and then this piece crumbles. So what could you do? You could have a shorter college football regular season. You could have no conference playoff games as well. You could move this thing up to not have. I saw people complaining about the rest and trying to compare it to the Chiefs. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. The Chiefs resting for 3 weeks has no bearing whatsoever on what happened in college football. But for college kids, you know, you kind of get out of sorts a little bit. You're doing things, family, blah, blah, blah. You had a month off. You got to move that stuff up, because those four teams that rested, they didn't look good at all in the college football playoff for the most part. You know, I know Arizona State did, but other than that, man, those teams that rested, they rested. I mean, they took a vacation.
And I know that we keep like bringing this up because everyone's like, well, this isn't new for college football. Blowouts happen all the time. You were talking about Beasley's text yesterday.
Yeah, like 18-point differential
but
in the last 10 years.
This was supposed to be the new way, and it's not the same way. So that means either it's always going to be this way or they haven't figured out the system yet. I just think that reseeding needs to happen next year, or a different way that they seed these teams, because you can't keep moving forward with this.
I mean, we're still just very top heavy in college football right now. Cool. Until this NIL thing figures its way out and more teams are investing, if you will, into players and the wealth gets spread around, I still think we're dealing with the top heaviness of what college football really is. And it's always going to be, I think anyway, even with NIL, the haves versus everybody else in this thing.
I think the portal's also major, because like, I was watching for like 5 minutes last night. They had the Under Armour All State or All Conf or whatever it was, the high school players, the mm-hmm. top players in the country. And they showed a list of like the recruiting class, and it was still Bama, Oregon, Ohio State, all those big teams. But the thing that's crazy is like, they get those recruits, but then half those people will transfer because
more than that. Yeah.
Right. I mean, imagine those running backs back in the day that all went to Alabama that wouldn't have missed a year, like an Alvin Kamara that ended up going to Tennessee Mac.
Right.
And then all of a sudden getting into the pros, like, where'd that guy go to college? Well, originally he went to Alabama. Then
had
to sit
out a year.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And then you look at Joe Burrow, Ohio State, goes to LSU. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Where's Quinn Ewers going to go? $6 million for Ohio State next year.
Looks good.
I heard that yesterday and
from this guy,
from you, yeah. you had said it yesterday. It started to think about it. And then I heard the $6 million number too. And I'm like, geez, like, what's the benefit of leaving early now if you're a quarterback in college? I mean, you go to college and make $6 million a year.
Well, the answer to that is, if you're a guy like Carson Beck, you go to the pros, because I don't know how much NIL money he's going to actually get in Georgia. Probably a little bit, right?
Yeah.
More than we'd ever make in our lives.
His replacement was pretty darn good yesterday, though, too. You know?
And I think he would get more money if he left, because the quarterback class is weak this year. Two, someone's going to take a flyer on him, and mm-hmm. then he's going to get paid pro money. And he's going to get endorsements as well, where he could probably make more money. And I think he is going to the pros. I think did Beck say he's going to go pro?
I think so. I think he's going out.
Somebody else declared yesterday, too, that I saw. Oh, Milroe of Alabama.
Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, he committed.
Sucks.
Yeah,
trash.
But you know what? he's going to get drafted because NFL teams just can't help themselves.
Well, and it's a weak class.
And it's a very
Take
weak
advantage
class.
Of that if
Absolutely.
You can.
But I like, look, man, I don't know if I'm getting nostalgic or whatever, but like Quinn Ewers going to Ohio State potentially for $6 million, I'm like, I love that move, man. Like, not because it's my butt guys, but I mean, like, I wonder if we're going to see this more. There's no pressure really on these kids. You're going to make $6 million. You get drafted by the NFL. Say Quinn Ewers, just for argument's sake, gets drafted by the Giants or the Raiders. Now he's looked at as a man who has to turn an entire franchise around. He's going to Ohio State potentially for $6 million. He's just a dude making $6 million at Ohio State. Why wouldn't you take that every day?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.